Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma right now is located just to the north of Hispaniola. It's centered about 120 miles southeast of Grand Turk. It's moving off toward the west-northwest right now. And expect that west-northwestward motion to continue for the next couple of days. And that's going to bring the track of Irma through the Turks and Caicos Islands in the southeastern Bahamas tonight and early Friday. And then expect a gradual northward turn between the northwestern Bahamas and Cuba, and then approaching the Florida Peninsula as we get into early Sunday. We've now issued a hurricane watch for much of all of South Florida, from Jupiter Inlet southward on the east coast, Bonita Beach southward on the west coast, and including the Florida Keys. That area is also under a storm surge watch. The hurricane watch means there's the potential for hurricane conditions somewhere in the watch area, with tropical storm conditions could occur as soon as 48 hours from now. The storm surge watch means that there's the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation in those watch areas. Within the storm surge watch area, we could see inundation of 5 to 10 feet above ground level. So I'm 6 feet tall. We're talking about the potential for inundation above my head, almost twice as tall as I am, within that storm surge watch area as Irma, if Irma makes landfall or moves near the Florida Peninsula, which we expect it to do this weekend. Everybody in Florida should be preparing for the possibility of a major hurricane landfall in South Florida as early as Sunday. And then we're expecting Irma to continue moving northward near or just along the east coast of Florida as we go from Monday into Tuesday. So the threat of direct impacts from Irma in Florida continues to increase. And everyone should follow the advice they've been given by their local emergency officials regarding any evacuations, and take these last couple of days this week to prepare. Tropical storm force winds are expected to arrive in extreme South Florida and the Keys by Saturday evening, progress northward through central Florida by Sunday morning and North Florida by Sunday evening, and then reach into Georgia and the Carolinas on Monday. So this is the 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.